Do you want to be naughty with me?
No. Don't worry about it. You can keep playing your game for the moment. You don't have to put it down just yet. I wanted to thank you for letting me stay with you for a bit. One good deed deserves another, right? And I've been racking my brain, thinking, how can I make it up to you? How can I properly reward you for being so fucking awesome and saving my ass? When I got kicked out, I thought I was just like fucked, and there you were, my fucking shiny ass white knight, offering me safety. No, just ignore it. I don't need to answer my phone right now. The only person I want to hang out with is you. But, like I said, I wanted to reward you. So I thought I'd do something. Hey! Yes, of course I know I don't have to do anything and you'd feel weird. I'm not a fucking prostitute, you asshole. No, I was talking about smoking you up. I got some weed. Really good stuff. And I just wanted to share it with you. What did you think that I was offering to reward you with, huh? Come on, I didn't even make it that suggestive. I didn't say anything like, I'm gonna make you feel really good. I'm sorry, was that too much? Oh, come on, we've been buds forever. You should be used to me teasing you by now. And now that we're roomies, well, you know it's just in my nature to be a bad girl. But I make really good decisions sometimes. Like moving in with you and buying this. Here, you just play a game and I'll come around and give you a shotgun when it's ready. What? Come on, buddy, I'm broke. We can't be doing separate puffs. This way it'll go so much farther, okay? Okay, you stay right there. I'll come around. Okay. Here. I gotta break it up. Do you have something I could use as a rolling tray? Okay, I'll grab that from the table behind you. You do really good, by the way. I remember playing that game and it kicked my ass. Let me just... Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I gotta be careful or I'll be on the floor crawling to pick up all these little crumbs. No. No, I'm not rolling you a joint, silly. I I'm packing a bowl. Don't worry, I washed my hands. You need it too after what I was doing earlier. A few more crumbs and we'll be good. Okay. A bit more. Let me just put this away. And we're good. Now, you got me later. See? You ready? Try to find a place in the game where you can pause a minute when I give you the shotgun. What? You've never done a shotgun before? Oh. You know, I'm always really surprised that I wasn't a horse influence on you. No, so a shotgun is where I take a hit, okay? And you kind of breathe out the air in your lungs and you open your mouth wide. And I put my lips over yours and I breathe it into you. And then you kind of like, you know, you breathe it in, close your lips, hold it in, and breathe it out. No, it's not a kiss. Come on. I'm a tomboy. Come on. No, it's not. It's not. It's not a kiss. It's a shotgun. Okay. All right. You want to try it, though? Yes! That is why you are my man. I mean, friend. Okay. So, as I think you might be beginning to understand, I might actually have really wanted to do this instead of the whole platonic friendstone. Don't worry about it. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah? Just keep kissing them. Don't pay attention to that. Just pay attention to this. You want another? You know, I've honestly just wanted to do this for a long time. No, don't overthink it, Sally. You always overthink things. I'm not doing this because I have to. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a dirty girl who enjoys acting like I'm just returning a favor.
when, well, I know I sound really fucking awkward right now, but I kind of liked you for a while. Never really had the balls to do anything about it. I know. I'm always so tough, right? Yeah, that's good. I like having that image. But, like, when it comes to you, I've always kind of been scared of losing what we have, you know? My best buddy, you're like, the most awesome person in the world. Oh, and you're also kind of dead in your game right now. I'm sorry, it was... this distracting you? Well, go on. Start off again. So more fun for me, and you can try and concentrate on the game, and maybe that'll keep that brain of yours from overthinking things. I know I don't want you to think. I don't want to think. I want to just let the smoke carry us away as we just feel. I don't want us to think about anything. Like, all the fucking construction that's been going on, and the thumping and the beating in our building. I just kind of want us to be in our own little bubble. Can you do that for me? I'll take the lead. I mean, shy as you might make me feel sometimes, I always have been the one bossing you around, huh? But it's always been for your own good. I do want to make sure, I'm not, like, pressuring you into anything you don't, like, want, though. So, they call it enthusiastic consent, and I'd really, really like some from you right now. Yeah, I know, those guys are loud as shit. All of that thumping, but I guess it just means we'll need to be quiet. The curtains are drawn, and nobody will ever know. But, so... are you... that didn't quite sound enthusiastic. It sounded kind of scared. Am I scaring you? No? Well, then, Why don't you share me how enthusiastic you are? Take off my shirt if you want us to continue. What? Oh, you take your game way too seriously. Fine, I'll take it off. But you have to tell me to. I really want to make sure we're clear on our boundaries and all that shit. Yeah? Okay, cool. I don't know, man. But we're good to... cool. I'm taking it off. And... you're not looking at your video game, silly. Shit. What? No, I've never been with a dude, okay? What? Yeah, I know I flirt a lot and stuff, but for, well, I've got a confession. I've had a crush on you for ever, so I like flirting with other people, guys and girls and everything in between. It's fun. It's like a form of joking. But I've always had a crush on you, so I didn't ever really pursue anyone else. Why didn't I tell you this before? Well, fucker, answer me a question. Did you have a crush on me? Okay, good. Actually, it makes me feel really good. But, like, yeah, you didn't with me, and so I didn't with you. And fucking just kiss me. Oh, you're dead again. Yeah, you should put down the controller. And we can do something more fun, maybe? Oh, you're so cute. Shouldn't I take you on a date first? Like, dude, how long have we known each other? I think I know everything I need to know about you. Except how big your cock is. And how good it's going to feel. Written a lot of fan fiction for things that we don't need to talk about. But let's just say, when I hung out with you afterwards, sometimes I'd get really excited, and since I didn't have you to relieve the pressure, I'd devise all sorts of scenarios. And we do all sorts of dirty things. And I said all sorts of dirty words, and you got hurt and excited. So then when I put my hand between your legs, lift it up right to the crease of your pants. I can feel you nice and hard and throbbing, and it doesn't matter what they're doing on the other side of that door now, does it? No one's gonna. No one's gonna hear it. It's just me and you. So, You know, I think that might have just hit a record for the fastest strip in history. Wait. No, back off a sec. You can't just distract me with kisses like that. I want to see. Ooh, I like what I see. You are perfect. And I love your nipples. They're so cute. I just want to... How's that feel? Does that feel good? What? Oh, that voice I used? Well, I don't know. Did you like it? Yeah? You don't think I should stop? You. And like the effect my voice is having on you. I like the shivers I see running up and down your body. It's like little grease pimples just sprouting up like forests. So how about me? What do you think of me? I mean, haven't you ever wondered what my breasts look like? Oh, am I teasing you? Just because you stripped fast doesn't mean I'm going to. A lady needs to have decorum. I know, right? Okay. Here. You help me with my bra strap. Oh, I just... No, shh, it's okay. No, I'm not just gonna do it myself. You can totally do this. Just take a deep breath. I know it's hard for you right now to think about anything but that nice, throbbing cock of yours. Thinking about putting it inside of me. Thinking about the things... Oh, wait. Yeah, I was trying to help you help me get my bra. Okay, so take a deep breath. And put your hands behind me. Okay? And here, I'll put my hands behind me so I can help you. And on the right, well, my right, your left side. I have to picture it in my head really good. Yeah, so you kind of stick your thumb into this little bit of the seam here and kind of give it a little push while holding this one and kind of pushing it towards it until these little hooks here, you feel them? Yeah, until they just kind of pop off. You see? You did it. My fucking hero. It's okay. You don't have much experience with bras. I like that. It's cute. No, when I'm being bossy to you, it's because I think you're cute, right? Kink. But you ready to see them? I know they're so big that even like
the straps being undone doesn't make the bra fall off. There's enough of a nice perky shelf for them to grab onto. And yeah, I think it looks nice. I'm not gonna lie, last night I was practicing this in front of the mirror. And then I love the way that this black bra looked. It's got the pink trim and it just, love the way the colors just splash around and moving it. My fingers are gripping into my tits and just brushing the fabric around. Did you ever wonder what lace sounded like? Let me show you. Yeah, you look kind of hypnotized right now, buddy. I've got good tits, don't I? Yeah, I know. To be honest, that's what, like, got me off the full-on tomboy road. Like, I still like all the things. Like, video games, paintball, all that shit. Like, I love guy stuff. But it's when I grew these giant tits that I discovered I liked dressing like a girl. I mean, just look at them. They're so big and bouncy and perky, and I love looking down at my own cleavage. I wonder if that's because I'm bisexual. Like, I love boobs. Do you like boobs? You wanna touch them? Yeah, like that. Just kind of. Yeah, it feels good. No, since this is your first time with me, I'm gonna make sure you know what you're doing. And know it can be really kind of hard with the first time. I've read a lot about it, but, so I'm going to tell you what I like, and I'll show you, and you can do it back to me, and then we're going to do the opposite, and you're going to show me what you like, and I'm going to do it to you. Okay, now take my breasts and put your hands under them. And just kind of lift them up a little bit. Don't you dare just drop them. But, and then you just kind of let them down and you kind of just heft them. Like you would like a bag of coins, except a little slower, please. And just kind of feel that weight. I like to just hold them like this and feel how heavy they are. I like that they're big enough that I can actually lick my own nipple. I'll show you. I can suck it there. And then when you come at me, nipple, it's best if you start with two fingers like this and just take your thumb and forefinger and gently tweak it between them. If you do it very lightly, it just leaves this really tingly sensation to run all over my body. And the weirdest thing about my sexuality, oh, my body at least, ma'am, when you play with my nipples, I don't feel it really in my nipples. I feel it in my clit. I don't know why, but anything you do to my nipples, my clit feels it. That spike of pleasure and arousal and sexual energy like you're getting right now from that. Please, Armstrong. King. Yeah, you're good at this. Okay, and so next bit is you're going straight into experimentation mode, huh? It feels really good. Oh, I don't want to be the only one that's this out of breath, though. Why don't you come over here and fuck them? Yeah. We don't have to go straight to penetrate and save something for later. How about right now? Grab some lotion and fuck me tits. Teaching you. I decided I would much rather teach by example. Fuck, I'm high and I'm horny. I don't have to make sense right now. Just fuck me. Yeah, just squirt on the lotion. Fuck. Fuck. Yeah, fuck. Together and you just fuck, yeah. Oh, I feel it, and my clit just fuck me. We haven't heard any construction noises for a little bit. Do you think they heard us? Do you want to go for round two?